This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
I'm gunshy now. All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. So before we brought Lowell Ponte on, and listen, I think Lowell Ponte's funny, so I'm going to have him on more often because he cracks me up. He's very dry, and I have that same kind of sense of humor. So get his book, get out there. It sounds like it's going to be really, really good. Anyway, we were talking before the break, and we'll take a few phone calls here in just a second, but we were talking about Elijah Cummings and the racist comment. But you may have missed this, but apparently Baltimore's new deputy police commissioner got mugged at gunpoint. So he used to be a Louisiana police officer, I guess, and the new deputy police commissioner in Baltimore got a firsthand lesson in the city's crime problems. He got robbed at gunpoint while out with his wife that, according to the report, Deputy Commissioner Daniel Murphy, not the one that plays for the Rockies, had only stayed with the force. I guess he was with the force since April. He was in New Orleans before that. He was robbed at 9 p.m. Friday by four men in a white SUV near Patterson Park. They took watches, some cash, and a few cell phones, multiple cell phones, and the guy's wallet. Nobody was injured, but this is the new deputy police chief. I'm sorry, that's not funny, but, you know, talk about a tough town. We talked about Baltimore going right after the police commissioner and taking his stuff. All right, we'll grab a couple of calls out to my favorite city in the world, Las Vegas, and Neil's out there. Neil, good afternoon.
Lee, how's it going?
Good, how are you, buddy?
All right. Listen, it seems like the popular topic today is Baltimore and, you know, the living conditions, you know? Elijah Cummings, you know, I don't fault him for being a partisan and being a critic of the president. That's fine. You know, I think, President Obama needed to be held accountable. I think Trump needs to be held accountable. But, you know, Congressman Cummings, I mean, come on. Have you forgotten about your constituents? I mean, living conditions, rat infestation. I don't see racism in that. I really don't. I mean, it's, you know, baseline issues. How about stepping up to the plate?
I couldn't say it better. You're right on the money as far as I'm concerned. What Trump tweeted, to me, as far as Baltimore goes, there's zero racism in that. And Elijah Cummings, who has fought the fight for a long, long time, apparently. He's, you know, supposedly been on the side of good for, quite a while. But, you know, if you look at your city right now, Elijah, it's a cesspool. It's a sewer. It's terrible. It's rat infested. It's drug infested. It's crime infested. What about the people? I said this earlier, Neil. What about the people who go to work every day and bust their butt in Baltimore and they have to literally fear for their lives when the lights go out? I mean, you can't have a city like that.
Yeah, no, I was listening to your commentary. You know, not all of us have been born with the silver spoon.
Right.
You know, I'm not a trust fund kid either.
Me
either. I've had to work long hours. I had to, pave my own way.
Sure.
And, you know, I, for most of us, that's, you know, what the story is. But, you know, when you're a congressman and you've been in office for, what, 30 years, I think there's a fiduciary obligation to your constituency.
Sure.
You know, accomplish something. Move past the partisanship, you know, and the bickering and the fighting. Get something done. I think that defines Donald Trump. I really do. And that's why, you know, I'm a big defender and supporter of his. You know, and it's beyond, you know, we're past that. It's beyond, they're wearing out the word, for God's goodness sakes, you know?
Neil, let me ask you something about Trump real quick before we run out of time here. Is there anything that he has tweeted or said, let's say, in the last couple of months that has bothered you?
I will say this. After Charlottesville, I was very disappointed in him. Because it seemed like a layup shot. I mean, come down a little more, critically. Right. About the white supremacists. I think he just missed a huge opportunity there. I wasn't happy with that.
Okay.
But, he's pompous. He's arrogant. He's politically incorrect.
You think he's at all racist at all?
You know, I think he's Archie Bunker. I don't know if that means he's racist. I'm not sure.
I understand. Hey, listen, Neil, good call. I appreciate it. And enjoy Vegas. I will say this. You know, it's funny. People see things differently. You know, even people who have similar thoughts on things. I wasn't bothered at all by Charlottesville because I really think that the point he was trying to make is that there were people in that crowd that were going to that event to protest taking down the statues, the monuments. I really think that was the intent. Now, to Neil's point, after it was all said and done, should he have thrown, the hammer down on the white supremacists over and over and beaten them into submission? Absolutely. He probably missed an opportunity there. But the original comment that bothered everybody was that, well, there are good people on both sides. He didn't mean, and I'm being a little hypocritical here because I've actually drawn a line in the sand saying that I'm no longer going to, use some kind of Navajo code to decode what actually Donald Trump means and what he says. What he says is what he says, and we need to take that for what it is. But at that point in time, I'm going to go back on it a little bit. At that time, I truly think that the point he was trying to make was that there were people out there who were going to protest taking down the monuments. Now, again, you could disagree with that. That's fine. This is America. We disagree on certain things. What he didn't do enough of, and Neil again made that point, is he did not hammer the white supremacists who we should not tolerate them ever. There is really, listen, America is great because free speech gives you the ability to say whatever it is that you want to say, no matter how hateful it is, as long as it doesn't cause a breakout into violent acts against each other, right? So what makes this country great is that you have a right to say things that I don't agree with. That's your right. That's what makes it great. Not because you can say the same things that I agree with. I mean, that's not freedom. That's not freedom of speech. So in that case, I think, as Neil had said, Trump missed the ball by not hammering the white supremacists, but at the same time, of all the things that he has been called a racist about, I didn't feel it that time for some reason. I just didn't. I felt like in that case, he was just saying there are people there who were there for a reason that wasn't the white supremacist issue. And by the way, since we're speaking about white supremacy, and I don't want to make this whole show about race because it gets old after a while, but the idea that you are an America first and you put America first, that's not a white supremacist and white nationalist perspective. A nationalist is different than a white nationalist, and CNN should be ashamed of themselves when they take being a nationalist and lumping it together with being a white nationalist. They are two completely different things. And for them to continue to do that is completely unfair to the folks out there who do put America first and do consider themselves nationalists, because it's two completely different things. We'll go to JD before we run out of time in Vegas. JD, good afternoon.
Hey, thank you, Lee. I think I agree with you on Charlottesville. If they read the whole two pages, they would have got better context of what he meant, but obviously the media doesn't want to do that.
Right.
I think the Democrats, Cummings, and the media have gone a step too far on this Baltimore. You probably heard the Bernie Sanders description, which was far worse,
yep,
what he called Baltimore in 2015.
Yep.
And you also heard the black mayor, who did the same thing less than a year ago, going through her city, finding out that it was an asshole, she said, and all these dead rats and these buildings and what have you. And obviously the media won't give you context and play Trump's remarks against Bernie Sanders and the Baltimore mayor. But I think, you know, the crime stats of Baltimore being the worst murder per capita in the country, and even worse than some of these South American countries that these illegals are coming here for safety reasons. I think Baltimore is at 56 per 100,000, and some of those South American companies are 21 and 26 per 100,000. So that's how bad Baltimore is. And I think it metastasized after that incident with the, I forget his name, the guy in the van that got banged up, and the six police officers all got acquitted for dereliction of duty.
When you're safer in Afghanistan than you are in Chicago or Detroit or Baltimore, then you know you've got a problem in that city, right? I mean, that's just the bottom line. And like you just said, when the murder rates are as high as they are and nobody says boo, no CNN says boo, they should be ashamed of themselves. Let me ask you one quick question, JD, because we got to run. When's the last time CNN said anything positive about Donald Trump?
First of all, they banged him the day he made his inauguration speech. But also, you know, Obama gave Baltimore $1.8 billion in the stimulus package. I wonder what Cummings and his wife did with that money.
That's exactly right. JD, you're 100% right. All that money, poof, gone. All right, listen, we got to run. We got to get to a break, pay some bills, 17 minutes after the hour. Again, if you want to call in 833-927-8255, I will have a guest at the bottom of this hour. You're listening to the USA Radio.
A great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, let's talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show. Sponsor is the AmpFest 19. The AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allen Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guest hosts here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allen Root. But this is more than a traditional political event for a for an average Trump fan. It is a amazing event. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a mouthful. To register for AmpFest, what a great 3 days. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there, AmericanPriority.com. I really will literally see you there. I'll be the speaker who sees you there.
All right, we are back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and I'm still waiting for my invite to that event, and I will be devastated if I don't get one. Out to Ray in Utah. What's the weather like in Utah, Ray?
It's sunny and hot. Well, medium, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the mountains are beautiful. Few skies. It's beautiful out there.
Yeah, Utah's great.
Yeah,
country,
but I guess Wednesday I'll see what Kansas is like.
What are you driving? You a truck driver? What are you doing?
Oh, Oh, yeah, we get around. Us truck drivers, we get around the United States.
All
there
right,
is so much land, grassland and forest and desert. There's so much land. People don't realize.
Well be safe, man. You know who you sound like? Ted Nugent. That's who you sound like. You know that?
No kidding. Okay. Well, hey, listen. This whole... Yeah, I wish people would stick to definitions. This whole thing about, you know, racists and racism and culture and stanima. I mean, come on. You know, racism is the belief that some races of people are better than others. Well, okay, I understand poor treatment or violence against a people or a race. But if you're at war, you know, is that because of the race or what's going on? Culture. I mean, Einstein, he was a genius. Does that make all Jews genius? You know, or horses. You know, they breed horses because of their traits. There's tiny horses, big horses, or dogs, right. Animals.
Sure.
There's so many differences, you know. So, I mean, come on. We need, you know, and the Indians.
Yeah.
You know, I would have loved to gone out and live with different tribes of Indians. You know, don't people know the difference between a culture and you know, traits
right.
of you know, or I mean, come on, people.
So let me try to break this down and get through the LSD part of this. Let me ask you a question. So is it the culture that you get ticked off at, or is it the color of somebody's skin?
Well, neither.
Okay.
Neither
well,
one,
I mean,
wait
a second, because you can be mad at you can have a disagreement and a beef with a culture. I have disagreements with certain cultures and their practices. That doesn't necessarily make me an evil person. I don't think you should ever have a beef with somebody because of the color of their skin. Is that fair?
Well, exactly. I mean, there's different colors of skin that's in poverty. There's different colors
sure.
of skin that are rich.
Sure.
I mean, look at the French culture, the German cultures, the different cultures, and religious cultures, you know? You know, are people practicing the religion, you know, or are they not practicing it? Were they brought up in it? I mean, come on. There's so much diversity in this world. Come on, let's everybody stand on their own 2 feet.
All right, Ray, I like that. Listen, I like your call. You're a little bit out there, man, but I still like it because I think you're getting to the crux of it. And, again, drive safe out there in Utah. On his way to Utah, to Kansas, and who knows where he's going to end up. I should have asked him what he's hauling. But anyway, it's got to be those vapes or something like that. Something out there, man. But anyway, the point, though, I think he was trying to make is that inherently, you know, good people are good, bad people are bad. The color of somebody's skin doesn't matter. Listen, I have a beef with certain cultures. I don't like the way some of the Pacific Rim cultures treat animals. I think it's horrible. So I got a beef with that, and I'll always have a beef with that until they stop that practice. But I don't look at somebody and I look at them in the face or their color or their, you know, the way their eyes are shaped and automatically say that guy is good or that guy's bad because of any of that. That nobody should be that way because that is racist. All right, we got to take a break. Again, we'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Up next, Dr. Murray Sabrin. Stick around.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gilroy, California Police Chief Scott Smithy says they're investigating reports of a second suspect after Sunday's deadly shooting at a garlic festival.
We did have reports of a potential second suspect. We don't have any confirmation that any second suspect did any shooting, but we certainly are investigating all leads to try to determine who that potential second suspect is and what exactly that person's role was.
The victims in the attack were a 6-year-old boy, a 13-year-old girl, and a man in his 20s. More than a dozen people were injured in the attack as well. President Trump signs a bill permanently extending the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Speaking at the White House, the president says the country must be there for the first responders who served in Lower Manhattan.
Families of our fallen heroes, our nation owes each of you a profound debt that no words or deeds will ever repay.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 19...
19- If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
en route, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Liberty HealthShare is a sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. This is the ultimate capitalist weapon when you use it within the vehicle of health care. This is Christian health sharing and capitalism combined, and it is fantastic. There are no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I saved $18,000 year one, year two, and now year three. We're coming to the second half of year three, so it'll be $54,000 over 3 years. And they reimbursed me for a major dental bill for my son. They reimbursed me for 3 doctor visits in 2019. And then they reimbursed me for, they didn't reimburse me. They basically paid the whole bill for the doctors, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the hospital, the surgery, you name it, for my kidney stones in February. Amazing. I love these guys. Unbelievable. I never got this kind of treatment from a health insurance company. I'd much rather be with Christian Health Sharing. This is the model for America. $107 a month for a single and $449 a month for a family is where both prices start, and just barely goes up from there. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty Health Share.
All right, we're back. It's Lee Elsie and a very good friend of the show, Dr. Murray Sabrin, is joining us. He's got a brand new book out now. Doc, listen, full disclosure, I know your brother very well. He's a volunteer firefighter. He's always doing good in the Connecticut community. But as you know, I'm looking right now at a photo of you, and then I know what your brother looks like. I mean, how does it feel to be the brother that not only got all the looks, but got all the smarts and all the money?
Well, I guess when I was born, God was good to me. What can I tell you?
I shocked you with that question. I'm sorry. Listen, Murray Sabrin is with us. You got a brand new book out, which is it came out with today, right?
No, it came out about 10 days ago.
Okay.
It appeared on Amazon about 2 weeks ago. And we're finally getting some traction. I appreciate you inviting me to talk about the book and what's happening in the economy and what's happening with the Federal Reserve, which is going to make a big announcement on Wednesday whether they're going to drop rates. So the reason I wrote this book, Lee, is to explain to the American people that we are at the end of an economic cycle that began in 2009 after the Great Recession. And the Federal Reserve, quote, bailed us out, but in doing so, they created what's been called the everything bubble. Everything's inflated, the stock market, the bond market, the art market, the collectibles market. I think last week a pair of Nike shoes went for $400,000 plus at an auction. This is an example of bubble mania in the United States. When there's so much money around, people don't know what to do with it except buy these very rare items and bid up the price to astronomical levels. So we're seeing another example of how the Federal Reserve perpetuates the cycle, which they've been doing since they were created in 1913, when Woodrow Wilson signed the Federal Reserve Act on December 23rd, 1913. And we've been through the Great Depression, the Forgotten Depression after World War One, and, of course, the dot-com bubble, the housing bubble. And now we have, I think, a bubble that could rival what happened in the 1920s. And we know what happened after the 1920s without a crash, which this October is the 90th anniversary, and the market went down 90%. Now, I'm not predicting the market's going to go down 90%. I think there's a high probability the market will go down at least 60% from its peak, whenever that will occur. And there is a real small possibility we could get a 1929-1932 collapse. That will be a 90% decline. That's a possibility. I don't think it's likely, because I think the first sign of trouble, which will the Federal Reserve is going to flood the economy, the banking system, with money to prop up prices. That's exactly what they tried to do in the 1930s, and they perpetuated the depression, which should have been over very quickly, into a decade-long affair, which caused so much misery in the United States, where we peaked at 25% unemployment in 1932. and Roosevelt ran on a very fiscal conservative platform in 1932, and he overwhelmingly won the presidency because he called Herbert Hoover, the Republican, a fiscal liberal. He called him an outlandish spender. And the Roosevelt said he's going to come in and tighten the budget of the federal government, and he did just the opposite. So here we are in 2019, and we're seeing history repeat itself because as a financial historian teaching a course in financial history, I think what we're seeing right now is the 1920s and the 1930s combined into one decade. We've got the boom of the 20s, which we've had for the past 10 years. We've got a roaring economy to the extent that we've got a lot of innovation occurring. And then we've got the trade wars that President Trump has given us with these tariffs and other sanctions on other countries. And that's what happened in the 1930s. And a lot of historians who dealt with this issue in the 1930s and after pointed out that the trade wars of the 1930s was a contributing factor to World War II. So I'm very nervous about trade wars because I know historically they've always ended in bad relations and in many cases shooting wars between countries. So again, we need to go back to the old-fashioned notion that the government cannot plan the economy, that the Federal Reserve cannot micromanage the economy. They should not be manipulating interest rates, which is what they've been doing for more than 100 years. And that's what the evidence is in my book. The Federal Reserve admits, Ben Bernanke admitted in congressional testimony, that we at the Federal Reserve manipulate interest rates. Now, that's not what the Fed's mandate was in 1913. It was to try to have a stable financial system, and they've totally failed. Given the record, their dollar's purchasing power is stable. The dollar has lost 95% of its value since 1913. And more insidiously, and that's what I talk about briefly in the book, is that the Fed has created come and wealth in the United States that the Democrats don't understand. They think income inequality is the result of capitalism, which is not true. It's the result of the Federal Reserve boosting asset prices, which is what most wealthy people have, assets, whether it's commercial real estate, whether it's stocks, bonds, and artwork. And so the Democrats totally misunderstand what's going on. The Republicans, some of them, I think, understand what's going on, but they're unwilling to say anything about the Fed. It's amazing, given the Democrats are going through the debate process. I think there's one coming up this week. No one, I think, will mention the Federal Reserve in their critique of the U.S. economy when the Fed is the problem. The Fed has been the problem. And if we turn over what should be free market decision making from the people to the Federal Reserve, we get what we're now seeing, the Federal Reserve totally failing in its mission to keep the dollar stable in value. And in fact, if we had a sound monetary system, we would have slowly falling prices, which is the hallmark of a free enterprise economy. As more goods and services are produced and you have a stable money system, the real incomes of everybody goes up. Everyone who's working, their incomes go up because prices will go down 1-3% a year, depending upon what good or service is being produced in large quantities, just as we've seen high definition TV come down in price and other things that I've seen over my lifetime come down in price. But other things have gone up where the government has great involvement, like health care and education. All the things that government gets its hand involved. I have a great quote in the current book that I'm writing on in health and medical care. Whenever the government gets involved, prices never go down. And that's why we need to have a more free enterprise economy. And if we did that, we would be in so much better shape. We wouldn't have spent so much money on political campaigns, and we would have a broad consensus in the economy that the government cannot micromanage. And what we need to do is get the government out of the boardroom, out of the small business arena. So it could work. It's basically supply and demand determines how an economy is going to be, and capital investment. That's the key to a growing economy. And you don't have a capital investment through printing money and manipulating interest rates. You have it by people saving, putting money aside in the bank, putting money in the bond market so people can provide resources for businesses to borrow money to build plant and equipment to be efficient producers. And so we have a totally, to use a colloquial term, screwed up economy because of the Fed. But the good news is that entrepreneurs are still willing to invest and spend on new products and innovations, which makes the standard of living go up over the long term. But in the short term, a lot of people are hurting because the Fed monetary policy is keeping prices up higher than they otherwise would be. So you may be getting a 2% raise, but if the prices are going up 2%, you're what? Losing, because you're paying tax on that 2%, that additional tax on the 2%. So for most people, their real standard of living in the short term has been going down because of the Fed's policies. So that's what I focus on in the book and point out that we really don't need a Fed. I have a great quote from former Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul on the back of the book, which is available on Amazon, and they can read his endorsement of the book. And I just got a wonderful endorsement from a longtime Pennsylvania entrepreneur who I've known for years, and he said the book is excellent. I just make mincemeat, and that's not what his words, mincemeat out of the people who think that the Federal Reserve is a necessary institution for our economy.
The book is Why the Federal Reserve Sucks. The author is Murray Sabrin. And Murray, great stuff as always. I appreciate you coming on. I have a million questions for you. Actually, I do have a couple of questions for you. You want to stick around one more segment?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to have you stick around because I have a couple questions I want to throw at you, if you don't mind. So we'll continue with this. And if you have an email question you want to throw his way, email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. I'll pass it along. But I want to ask him a few questions about interest rates and the Fed and maybe the gold standard and all that goes with that. So we'll try to squeeze that in before the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Tinashe D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Hi, this is Wade Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Raw and unfiltered. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, it's Lee Elsie along with Dr. Murray Sabrin. And interestingly enough, Murray was showing me, he wrote a letter, I find this fascinating. He wrote a letter to the New York Times on May 19th, 1976. Letter to the editor, "Stop Our Legal Counterfeiters." And they just recently printed it, Murray, is that the deal?
No, I posted it on my blog,
murraysabrin.com.
So people can see that back in 1976 when I was in graduate school, starting for my PhD and developing a topic on how inflation affects local economies, there was a two articles in the New York Times in the same week, one on a counterfeiting operation in the Bronx where I was living, and the Federal Reserve's open market operation, which was responsible for setting interest rates. And I said, this is a perfect time to write an article. If it's illegal for us common folks to print money, why is it legal for the Federal Reserve to print money? Because they both have the same impact. They create money that was not earned. They just create money out of thin air.
Right.
We mortals have to get money by working for it or getting a gift. And so when I first was learning about the Federal Reserve, I said, this is going to end badly. And we're getting very close to it ending badly. And it ends badly, I think. And this is really, I think, the litmus test is when people overseas, investors overseas, governments overseas, decide to trade in their dollars for precious metals, which is big money for 5,000 years, because they no longer have confidence in the fiat money, which is what we have now, paper money, not only here, but around the world. So that's what we have to monitor, is the when, and we know the Chinese and the Russians have been dumping dollars and buying gold. Their central bank reserves have been increasing their gold holdings. So they know something that maybe the rest of us should pay attention to, that they're losing confidence in the dollar, which has been ruling the roost since the end of World War II. So we have a lot of explaining to do to the American people. That's why I wrote this book, and I wish everyone who's interested in the future of the country and the well-being of our economy, read the book, get the book, discuss it in their communities. Invite me to radio shows. If it's in the metropolitan New York metropolitan region, I'll come to their club, their business, their organization, and talk about where I see this economy headed. And Wednesday we have a big announcement from the Federal Reserve. So I think that's going to be interesting, because Trump wants to make sure that the economy is humming along when the for re-election next year. Every president wants that, and he's calling for the Federal Reserve to drop interest rates by 0.5%. If they do that, then the Fed's independence will be in question, because the Fed said they're independent. They don't care what the president says. But if they do what the president wants, then they're not independent. And if they only reduce interest rates by 0.25%, they'll still be following Trump's lead, who wants lower interest rates. Now, most people think the Fed's going to lower interest rates by 0.25% or 0.5% on the short-term rate. Now, if the Fed doesn't raise rates, Trump is going to have a tweet storm like you will not believe, and he may even consider firing Powell, even though it may not be legal. But the point is, what's going to happen, we may see a tremendous conflict between the president and the Federal Reserve regarding monetary policy, which is the purview of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, but didn't Obama have it at zero for his entire presidency? So
Bernanke and then Yellen kept it at zero, and then they started raising rates very slowly in 2015 in order to normalize rates. Now, I've been teaching corporate finance for 34 years, and what does the corporate finance textbook tell us? That interest rate on the short term should be the real rate and the inflation premium. Now, inflation is running roughly at 2%. The real rate historically has been about 2%. So short-term rate should be around 4% when you add 2 plus 2. Everyone can add 2 plus 2. So there's an article in this week's Barron's by a money manager who says the Fed should be raising rates now, not lowering them. And I concur, because the rates should be, quote, normal. They should reflect true supply and demand in the marketplace. And the Fed undercuts that by manipulating interest rates, by pumping money into the banking system, by taking money out of the banking system. And in 2008, they took out a lot of money, and that precipitated the crash, which was going to happen anyway, but it really steamrolled because of the housing bubble that we had, an enormous bubble that dwarfed, I think, the 1920s. And so we saw housing prices go down in some communities 50, 60, 80%. And people swooped up who had money and bought housing at 10 cents, 20 cents, 30 cents on the dollar. And as prices recovered, they made a lot of money. But it took a lot of guts to buy housing in 2009, 2010, when everything was washed out and you had no idea how long it was going to take to recover. So I don't want to undercut your time. So what questions do you have for me?
No, we're actually running short on time. My one question will be, and we only got about a minute to answer, a minute and a half or so, which is, you know, simple, and it's probably straightforward. So straightforward, the answer is pretty simple, which is, you know, we're at this very debilitating number, $22.5 trillion as far as national debt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to scare you, it's got to scare the bejesus out of you, right?
Well, the problem is the interest on the debt, that's going to keep going up, because the Fed has really enabled the federal government to borrow money at low interest rates. So that's one of the reasons that Trump and the Congress want rates to be low, because they want the federal government to borrow $1 trillion a year at low interest rates and finance the rest of the $22 trillion at low interest rates. Once those interest rates go up, then we're talking about $700-800 billion a year just on interest on the federal debt. So we are between the rock and the hard place, because both political parties have borrowed and spent like there's no tomorrow.
Murray, we gotta run, buddy. We're out of time. Why the Federal Reserve Sucks. You can check it out on Amazon. Murray Sabrin, I thank you, sir. We'll talk to you down the road for sure, but we appreciate it, and good luck with your book. All right, we gotta run. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.